The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, February the 9th, 7:05 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567.
You got your whip back in the whip.
And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com Monday. Let's get ready to transmit.
Good morning, Shasta County!
Hey, yeah. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Oh, I love a Monday morning like this, you know.
How you doing? Go ahead.
I was gratified to wake up and I still had a roof on my house and, the roads were relatively free of debris.
Wow. I tell you, it was blowing pretty hard last night. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm good.
Busy weekend.
Elk Killer was on I slept through it.
Yeah, you sure did. How can you sleep through?
I needed to.
Why is it that if I move differently in the bed while I'm asleep, you'll wake up? And Elk Killer last night is on the alert, and because of the wind blowing,
lights,
we have central lights. Lights kept coming on in the back, and she is like the whole time.
Well, there's been a cat.
And then she starts to bark. And then she gives a little woof, woof. And then it's back to growling again. I finally, at 12:30 in the morning, I pick her up. All right, you think something's outside? Let's go outside. And we went out into the windstorm.
Ooh.
And I put a chain around her leg so she wouldn't blow away. And she went out there and ran around the yard for like 10 minutes.
There's a cat.
Before she finally decided, well, you know what? While I'm out here, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Well, there's a cat. I think the cat is from next door. I'm not sure. But it's making an interesting noise. And I'm not a cat person, so if anybody knows, I'm going to try to emulate it. Tell me what it is. It's not like a cat in heat where they're wah! It's going, brr, brr. What the hell is that all night long?
I think that's sort of like the plant that goes, feed me.
That could be. No, we better not let Elk Killer out there. She might feed on it.
But that's been happening for a week now. Well,
tell you what, why don't we just kind of start with the weather and try to salvage this morning?
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, it is. We've covered our weekend.
I have had enough of having whatever it was.
It's the 9th of February, and today we have showers, of course. The highs are going to be 60. Isolated showers tonight with our lows of 42. Tomorrow looks like we've got a sunny day peeking out at 69, and Tuesday night will be clear with 45. That's our forecast, as it says, from the National Weather Service. However, our Bad Bob has got the green stuff flying on the radar. What's happening?
Well, Linda, for those of you coming in on Highway 44, it looks like a possibility of some severe weather between Redding and Palisadro. As we check the weather, there is a severe alert and what appears to be some thunderstorm activity out that direction. So if you're coming in from Palisadro, be mindful, it could be hail on the road or extremely wet conditions. Otherwise, around Redding, a band of showers to the north and to the south, and some clear skies over Redding. Off to the east, we see some moderate rain activity. Looks like the rest of the morning will be pretty decent.
Okay, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where customers are warm friends.
You.
Give them a call at 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts, of course, and locally owned and operated. What did you do this weekend, Bad Bob, besides continue to grow your beard?
I think it's coming along rather
nicely. I like
nicely,
it.
Don't you?
Yeah, you know, if you like beards.
What cultivate
around your face and your mouth that grows naturally under your arms? I'm not sure.
It's very cavemanish.
We caught up on some projects and caught up on some TV and basically stayed the heck out of the weather.
Well, we were at the wedding show over the weekend where I'm not sure at Simpson University, and Carl helped you know, with the whole team setting up on Saturday, but on Sunday. I think over 500 brides. Now, that's just the brides. We're not talking about the mothers of the brides. And actually, you know what?
The children of the brides.
Yes, the children of the brides.
The grandparents of the brides.
The grandparents.
The children of the children of the brides.
I have to applaud the grooms, who showed up. And I had the wonderful task of giving away presents. So I had, like, you know, Domino's pizza and Taco Bell and stuff like that. So I beelined when I said to the guy, are you the groom? Oh, and I had free tuxedo rentals, which is always nice. Now, that's a, that is a nice gift to get. So, it was nice. And then we, I had a grand prize that I gave away to, a mom and dad. I was looking for a mom and dad because, and they were there because they thought it was the day before. They said that they had a meltdown, but they came the next day and their daughter was doing graveyard dispatch. And I thought it was so wonderful.
Up in Lake County. Yeah.
And she said, my daughter doesn't really want me to spend a lot on the wedding, but we're like, we want to. We want to give you a great wedding. It's for us too. And they say it's the bride's day. Well, forget about it. It's everybody's day. Truly, it's the mom and dad's day too.
This bridal show held out at Simpson, put on by Don Schulman and friends, had, like we said, close to 500 brides going through. And now this is during the most intense rain yesterday. They were lining up with their umbrellas, and they came through the doors. Over 150 vendors in there.
Lining up in the rain
in
early.
The rain early. We were having transport. We were having buses bringing them back and forth from other parking lots. But the bottom line was, is that what a great show that was.
It was a great show.
It was a great show. And we had
all the vendors.
Caterers, photographers, videographers, venues, disc jockeys. Lots of disc jockeys were there.
People who were playing. The guy from Clear Cut, he was great.
Yeah. And the but it was everything you can possibly. Photographers, oh wow, just one after another. Photo booths,
people selling jewelry and wedding, darling girls there. Walking around in wedding dresses.
Yeah,
it was really a fun packed day.
Makeup, hair, and you could literally do all your shopping at one spot if you'd gone to that bridal fair.
Meaning,
and
it was a set lot up of your wedding.
Yeah, and we've got some, and there's going to be some enhancements next year. I mean, a lot of weddings were booked this weekend. On venues and for photographers, and this one young girl, she was just bubbling over. She said, or one young lady, I should say, signed five weddings, and this is in 4 hours, signed five weddings. So that tells you kind of what people there are coming there with, ready to spend and ready to do their thing. You know, a Sleep Number was there too, and you think, well, why would a bed store be there? And
wow.
Yeah, and Sleep Number was there. And, you know, they're there because, well, what does a newlywed couple really want?
What does anybody want?
They want a bed. Yeah.
You want to sleep.
It doesn't really need to be a newlywed couple, but you want a bed. But the one that you can sleep in. And she just had a jar full of, you know, people were interested, and they're giving away some great stuff down there. But the new Sleep Number beds that they have right now, and my Sleep Number setting is 40. And
mine's been 40 lately too. I've wanted to go. I don't know. I think just, you know, that's the beautiful thing about having individual controls, because then you can figure out what works for you. And of course, you know, we've had a very strenuous week, so I wanted to go down instead of up with my level.
Right. And right now, great news: the Ultimate Sleep Number event is on, and you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. That's right. All new Sleep Number beds are now available with the Sleep IQ technology, which is also helpful. It gives you all great hints on how to sleep better. And using the dual air technology inside your bed, the Sleep IQ tracks how you sleep. What a great way to add on to it. The only thing is that you need to go down to get all this. All this is great, but the way you do it is you head on down to the Target Shopping Center to the Sleep Number store, and during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, queen mattresses start at $599.99. That's right, $599.99. Plus, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. How great is that? get to know what your sleep number is. Head on down and see Brian and Janice down there at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. We're going to take a quick break. Today on our show, we have some Matt and Wineries are going to be here, but also Kristen Schrader, one of our newest Redding City Council members. We're going to talk about Redding City Council. We're going to talk about the new things that they're planning for the council. And how's the council work working for you, you know, after 2 months, Kristen? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, have a great Monday. It's 7:15 in the morning. It's 54 degrees out there.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or broche of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot, good morning. February the 9th, it's 7:18 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. Looks like we may get a little rain, but it's clearing off. Tomorrow's going to be a nice day. Good morning. Hey, we talked about the wedding show. Brian Williams, NBC
News. Oh, my
goodness. He has taken himself off the air because he says, I've become the story. Well, Brian, you became the story years ago. People have called you on it. Back in 2003, Brian said his helicopter had been hit by RPG fire. That's rocket-propelled grenades. Had been hit by RPG fire and forced down in the desert and ended up being there for 3 days because of sandstorms and all that. Well, he's been saying it for a long time, and words to that effect, and you know, and this time one of the crewmen or the pilot on that aircraft said, "Brian, you were not on the plane that got hit. You were on one that came by 30 minutes later after that one had been hit and forced down." And then some others joined in, and guess what? Brian says, "Oh, Oh, you're right. I confused the two events after seeing all the, you know, for all the years and all that. Well, unfortunately, is now people, when you do something like that, when you're this esteemed, you know, newsman who talks about, you know, with his, you know, being so right all the time about everything, and you find out that he lied about something, it wasn't that he just made a mistake, but that he lied about it. He lied about being under fire, and he lied about having his aircraft hit, and he was forced down on the ground. Then they start looking at other stories, and where he said he saw dead people floating by his hotel in New Orleans during Katrina. Well, people are saying that, you know, is that one true? Did he really save the puppies? Did he do these other things too? So, you know, once the robe starts to unravel, it really starts unraveling. Now, the question is after he's lied about this for so long, and the fact NBC did know, they knew about it, they've known about it for years, that does that mean that he has lost his, does that mean he should lose his job as a news anchor for one of the major players because he lied? Linda, do you think he should, did you think that this is something he should step down at and says, you know what, I've been telling this story for years, you know, maybe it just was embellished, and as somebody wrote it, could be even in the Record Searchlight, it's not like a bunch of guys down at the VFW, you know, who, you know, all warriors, you know, and they're sitting there talking about, you know, hey, you know, I was there at Quezon, or I was, you know, Battle of Kafji, or, yeah, hey, you should have gone through Fallujah with us, or, you know, or I was on, you know, the Chosen, Frozen Chosen, and all this, you know, talking about things and stories get good.
But
this is a guy who's never had it happen to him, and he's talking about it.
Okay, well, you asked me.
Yeah, no,
so this is my feeling about the layman opinion is that he should take a leave of absence, let them do their investigation, let him search his conscience, and then let us hear both sides and see if he, you know... There's a time, I think, not with everyone, but with some people, you know, the fish gets this big. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like you have a fabrication and you start to believe your fabrication. That is not an excuse, but I think that can happen in human nature.
Well, I know what you're saying. And so is this the type of thing that he should be fired from his job? And frankly, I'm not sure he should be either. I think that he was found to be a liar on this, or a confused person. But the thing about it is this. Here's a guy that goes on news and touches millions of people every day. Should there ever be a doubt? Should he be like Caesar's wife, above reproach?
No, absolutely not.
He should not be above reproach?
But no, he should be accountable.
Yeah, he should be accountable.
Now, he is canceling, you know, he canceled being on David Letterman.
Well, guess why?
He's canceling, well, of course. You know, why would you, he's got to try to, in his mind, recount every single detail as far as what his memory tells himself. And at which point did he then say, oh, yes, we were shot down. Well, the airplane in front of him was shot down, so then, or under fire. So at that point, did he consider the group as being a as the group?
No. He's apologized about it. He said he knew it wasn't him, that he'd somehow I can't remember the word he used, instead of saying confused, but that's what it is. Angel says they're calling it Chopper Whopper. and also, he is not an entertainer. He is a news reporter, and he lied and exaggerated to sensationalize himself and the news. Now, see, and that's what I was getting at. Here's a guy that talks to the world every night, and he has to be above reproach, because now every time he says something, there's going to be a question mark in somebody's head that says, "Is this true? Did he really? Is this really happening, or is this what Brian Williams is kind of like?" Thinking happened, and there lies in the problem. You know what I say is never let the truth get in the way of a good story, right? And but not on things when it comes to news value. If I'm looking at a news piece, I try to say what that news is. You know, If I say things that are my opinion, that's my opinion. I mean, this is an opinion show. This is a talk show. This is an entertainment show.
But anchoring is not your opinion.
But that, absolutely. Now you, that's why they call it the news and not the opinion show. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, didn't they go after Dan Rather? When he tried to,
and he absolutely he lied about what happened to George Bush. He lied. He was caught. And here's a whole lifetime of work that Dan Rather has done, destroyed because he lied about George Bush and George Bush's Armed Forces service, and he knew he lied. And then even at the end, he said, "Well, I can't." He says, "Okay, maybe it's not true, but I think it is." I mean, when he said that, oh. Whoa, you know. But so now we got Brian Williams. So here's another guy, and the one of the things is that to be able to stand up and say the things you do, you've got to be above reproach. And Brian Williams just kind of sold his. He sold his past and he sold his future by doing this. And this was not like he hadn't been warned about it. People had brought this up before. Brian, you weren't on that helicopter, and it just kept going. So. I don't know if we'll see Brian Williams again. Not in that form.
Well, I think on the other hand, this may be not an opportunity, but there may be like I see on Charlie Rose or a sit down one on one that's not going to be a commercially cut high profile. Even though I enjoy Charlie Rose, I like his in depth interviews. But where he can maybe describe if he does leave the network, what his he's got a book here about maybe the pressure of what it is to be newsworthy or felt like he needed to be newsworthy. This is not a pass. This is not an excuse. This is just an individual human being that is on the world stage right now with something that is it's a scandal in some sort that's not a sexual scandal, but it is something that a lot of people were involved with this lie. It's not one man. If you were with this person, don't you think those other people in the plane went along with this?
No, because those people have before said things. But this time, I think it finally rankled him enough that when he said it on nationwide TV, and made a big point of it, that's when the guy tweeted it. And when he did, Stars and Stripes, which is a military-oriented mm-hmm. newspaper, got to it and really broke the story out. And then people started looking at it, and they said, well, you know what? He's right. And he did. He came out after being confronted with it. And instead of saying, he could have said a couple of things. He just said, well, I've confused the events. No, Brian, you haven't confused the events. You just made the events up. Okay. Moving on quickly.
Okay, do you want to go through? How about I like to do this on Monday morning? You want to pick out what you like, or
no? You do. You
okay.
Pick it out.
Well, no, you pick.
We've got 2 minutes.
Okay, here's the top stories.
Okay.
Okay. First on the headline, Kanye wasn't kidding about Beck. I want you to just hear what USA Today thinks are like the top stories. This is about the Grammys last night. Read his rant because it was Kanye who went up when Taylor Swift won. Remember,
he
went up when
Kanye
she
West,
yes,
right.
When she won, he went up there and it was just disgusting. Anyway, Grammy performances who hit high notes and low notes. These are still like number two, number three. Massive snowstorm swallowed battered New England. Five things about Merkel's visit to Washington. Then number who is Beck? Twitter grieves over Beyonce snub. Seven stocks over $100 are still screaming buys. Police. Teen shot classmate took selfie with body. Fate of U.S. hostage spurs debate over war on ISIL.
That's the girl that was from Prescott that ISIL had. And they said that she was killed in the Jordanian raids after, of course, the ISIS group burnt their pilot alive. And then President Obama to prayer breakfast compares it to the Crusades. I don't believe this. But anyway, go on. What's the rest of them?
And last on the top stories of today, according to – I like to go between a lot of the headlines that are happening on the different publications. Axelrod, Hillary needs to run like an insurgent.
Well, you know what? I heard yesterday somebody said – I mean, and this is scary that there'll be nobody opposing Hillary in the Democrats. So she's going to run unopposed.
Will that be the first time in history?
Well, yeah. And I can't believe, first of all, that's going to happen because I don't think she can win. I don't think that Hillary can win. I'm not sure who the Democrats have out there. But whoever it is, it's going to be saying from the very beginning, I never supported Obama. Anyway, they're going to turn on Obama like the Democrats turned on their own votes about going to war. It's going to be interesting. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Gotta love it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
What you want, baby, I got it.
KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Surprise, surprise. It is 7:33 in the morning, 54 degrees out there today on Monday, February the 9th, 2015. For those who are just kind of waking up now and going, 2015?
Yeah.
2015?
And be respectful today, whatever you do.
Whatever you do. Why is that?
Just be nice to people. You know, we need a little bit more of that. So I like to always encourage, you know, like, quit with your sappy stuff, Linda. Well, you know what? Just pay it forward. Be nice to somebody today. We could use that. And if you
don't think you can, let me talk. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lally,
that's a really great segue.
Well, it is. You know, you want to be rude to people, just remember, Shasta County has the highest number of concealed carry permits in the state. Per capita. And Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI is going to provide a free gun and ammo to those Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course and not sure which kind of gun they want to carry. or if the one they have doesn't quite fit them, we have guns out there that's going to take care of that, and then we'll help you select the right gun for you and your profile there and your abilities. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. This Sunday we're having an advanced class, and there's still, I think, two or three spots open for that. So just give Ted a call at Northern Firearms Instruction.
You're going to be teaching that,
999-1822. Yeah, I'm teaching an advanced pistol craft. So give us a call and join the class. We have a good time. We shoot all day, different situations, so that you really understand the gun you're carrying. All right. Hey, we're here to thank a couple
special,
people.
Yeah, we have a special guest today, Christy Coffey. And Christy, could you share with our listeners something special? First of all, you're sold out for this weekend.
Yes, I'm from Indian Peak Vineyards, and this is my my owner's son-in-law, Trevor Bartlett.
Hi, Trevor.
Hi,
he's Mr. Wonderful and Mr. Happy.
Mr. Wino.
Mr. You don't look like a wino.
At least somebody that's honest.
Right? You look like a happy, you're not a puffy wino. You look like a happy.
A happy
I've seen
wino.
The puffy ones before.
Oh.
But anyway, so Christy, you got a special thing going on with the chocolate. Plus the honor flight. Let's do a little backup here and talk about what happened.
Well, a couple weeks ago, you guys had myself and Debbie Johnson on to talk about the Honor Flight Northern California. And it was a fundraiser to send these wonderful World War II veterans back to their memorial in Washington, D.C. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for everybody who came up to support. We raised about $2,500, and we're really excited about it.
Fantastic.
And it was a wonderful event. And so that's,
they were able to book
you.
Their flights. They were able to book their flights for this.
Fantastic.
So
all right.
I'm real excited about that.
So that's the great beauty of the North State. All right. So applause there for a successful event.
Yes.
Now, this weekend you have let's just talk about the fact of what's going on this weekend, and nice to know that you're sold out.
Yes. Okay. Well, we have, I'm going to let Trevor talk here about our...
What is this weekend?
It's the
Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's
don't
right.
be
yeah,
one of those
mind.
Last minute guys.
No, my wife told me about that last week. Yeah, what we're doing is a wine and chocolate extravaganza, and all the five wineries up there will be open and having, chocolates, wine tasting. We do have a Valentine's dinner, but fortunately and unfortunately, it is sold out. So
now the wine dinner that's sold out, is that Indian Peak?
It's put on by the AVA. What it is, we are the newest AVA in the United States. So
congratulations.
Manton Valley now is on the map. And what we're doing is creating a nonprofit for the AVA to promote the area and so forth. And the dinner is to get money for that. So
the AVA is putting it on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, just a little bit about the AVA and who are they and where are they from?
Well, an AVA is an American Viticulture Area. And what that is, that encompasses right now 9 vineyards and 5 tasting rooms.
So, but who's AVA? I mean,
that's
are they from this area?
Manton Valley is now the AVA.
Okay, so the Manton Valley AVA
correct.
Is putting this on.
Correct.
So,
it's an act of Congress that makes a region
right.
an
then
AVA.
Right, and I'm just wondering if there's a body of, is it somebody
well,
that
we're... Just I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
we just
please.
Started our Manton Valley Wine Growers Association. And
okay.
so this is our first event.
Got it.
With
okay.
our AVA. And okay. so we're really excited about it. And so this goes all hand in hand because we're going to have, Indian Peak Vineyards with our chocolate and wine extravaganza. We're going to have our wonderful chocolate fountain with fresh strawberries, pound cake, and banana, and Rice Krispie treats to dip in. And it's just delicious. Fred's going to have all his best wine. You go up
not
the road a
not
bit.
After I get there.
Trevor's pouring this weekend, so or
I'm
on
doing
Saturday.
Quality control. Mm-hmm. Well.
Heavy pours.
So, but your chocolate, okay? Now that's this weekend. You got your dinner sold out, but let's talk about you have another event that we want to get everybody on the calendar for, so they could find out about the Manton wineries and what's happening with Indian Peak.
So it's Saturday, February 14th, from 12 to 5. And we're having this wine and chocolate extravaganza. And you just come to each vineyard, and everybody has little bites to offer. Like I said, Indian Peak, we're doing the chocolate fountain. You go up a little ways to Alger Vineyard, and John and Linda are going to have red velvet cupcakes, chocolate cookies, homemade gingerbread bites. And then they're also doing an appetizer plate for two for $29. And you get a couple glasses of wine. And, I think there's lettuce wraps, baked brie, and stuffed mushrooms. go up a little bit further to Shasta Daisy Vineyards. And Lorna's got some salmon dip, her delicious pulled pork appetizers with a little crema in scoops.
Mm.
Chocolate brownies and truffles. And then Cedar Crest is doing, Corey's making her delicious Italian wedding soup. Homemade fudge and cookies.
So this is like...
This is an annual event.
I would prefer this over having a dinner someplace. I love the exploration of this. And ladies, you know, if your husband is not knowing what to do and is kind of staring at the wall, or you're staring at the wall, this is a perfect opportunity. Now, do you have to get a ticket for this? You just show up and it's kind of like you get a pass and you go from place to place to
place? Not even a pass. You just go and cruise all the vineyards.
And that's from 12 to 5. And so that's not sold out. That's open.
Yes.
Love, that's a great idea.
Yeah. It's so
wonderful.
Fun. And then everybody's got all their great wine, you know, and as I've said before, everybody's at, all the vineyards are at different elevations, so everybody has different wine, you know, different varieties.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of wine for everyone.
Yes.
So sometime we'll have to have you come on my nighttime show, and we'll talk about swirling and spitting.
Oh, I don't like a spitter.
Yeah, but if you're driving, you've got to spit. Unless you stay up in mountains someplace.
See, I told you, son. Oh, so that would be wonderful.
Carl's at a loss for words over here.
Well, it's Monday morning. And we're talking about
don't touch this. Doom, doo, doo, doo.
Don't touch this. Don't even comment on this. You know
so
what?
Saturday from 12 to 5, we
what
have...
What they're talking about is that when you're tasting wine, when you swirl in your mouth, there's a spit... A spittoon there that you spit it out, because if you continue to just swirl it around and drink it, it can deaden your palate, and because when you're tasting different wines, and the other one is after you've gone through like 15 wines, and you start and say, "Give me a shot of that red stuff," you know, instead of "Man, I tried the bouquet on this," you're going to say it's no, yeah, this is all right, you know. So that's why when you swirl
it's
it around your
spittoon,
mouth,
not a spittoon, honey. That's not like
but
chewing tobacco with a spittoon.
Well, let me tell you what
the
things I've spit in before.
Well, that's wineries
weren't not as nice as spittoons. And then you take a little, you know, maybe something to cleanse your palate.
It's
a piece of bread
visual.
or a cracker of some kind, and then you rinse your mouth out, and then you go to the next one. That's the way you do it. But for people that are just sitting out there thinking, "Well, I do that with my bud," you know, it's not. Well, you can do that with beers too, I guess. Yeah. When you're doing that,
beer tasting now is about the same as wine tasting.
And you know what? When you're talking about the cigar tasters, you know, guys are going out and rating the cigars. They have to do the same thing. They cleanse their palates out after they do that. So
usually with wine, say.
With wine.
It's such an
interesting. We have Cigar Aficionado on every time they put a new issue out, they come on, and the executive editor does, and they rated their last top 25. But the way they do it is the people in their offices come in there with, you know, they pull the wrappers off all the cigars, and then they do like a blind taste test. But the big thing now,
kind of like brown bag and wine.
The big thing now is teaming pairing cigars and wines or cigars and drinks.
I do that quite often.
We're cigar friendly. And Trevor is Mr. Cigar. Trevor and Fred.
Okay.
And I'll like to say that I've even gotten on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful what you guys are doing.
Cigar tasting areas up there then too?
Yeah. Right in the parking lot. Okay.
You know, I think it's great what you guys are doing. So again, let's, for our listening audience, February 14th, what time does the event start?
12 to 5.
And tell us, just for maybe somebody who's not been up to Manton or up to Indian Peak, how one gets there.
Well, if you're coming from the Redding area, you go up Highway 44 to Shingletown, and you make a right at Wilson Hill and go down the Goat Trail. And when you get up to the other side of the canyon, you'll see it's Rock Creek Road, and there's a winery sign, and just leads you right to it.
There's an old general store out there someplace, right?
There is.
Right there, is a turnaround there someplace? Or you before you get there? Or?
It's right there at the Y.
At the Y.
We call it the Four Corners.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. And
although there's only three, but it's Manton.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
It's
affirmative action up there. You know, it's only three, but we call it four.
That's right.
He's got 12 brain cells. We call it 15.
Well, that might be my brain cells right now, since I said Four Corners, and there's really only three, and I've lived there my whole life. So
okay,
so
that's this weekend. What time does it start?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
So, Christy, you were saying something to close our segment today.
Well, Trevor and I are here to say how much fun it is to come to Manton and do wine tasting.
Absolutely.
It's just cash, not pretentious. You can come dressed to the nines, or you can be just in your comfies. Lots of laughter, lots of good friends, lots of great wine, and some cigars.
Great wine, great people, cigars. Yeah. You know it. Bring your smokes. We'll try.
Did you guys drive in from Manton this morning?
Oh no,
I did.
Okay.
Trevor's married to Fred and Donna's daughter, Christy.
Okay.
Christy with a C, I'm Christy with a K.
Okay.
And I live there and they live down here.
All right, so you live in Manton. Was there any debris on the roads and anything from the storm?
No, I think that everybody got nailed with rain with the exception of Manton. I mean, we got some, but it wasn't what we thought it was going to be.
They're saying Dunsmuir right now. They've got evacuation orders in Dunsmuir.
Yes. Whoa.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, hey, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you, guys. I'm sure to be a successful event. Yeah. And thank you also for the honor flight.
Oh, yes. My pleasure.
Absolutely.
For making
that
happen.
It's a little corny, but I was honored.
Thanks, guys. Congratulations.
Thank
it's going to be a great date again. It's the Wine Manton Chocolate and Wine Tasting.
Right.
Saturday 14th, beginning at what time?
12 to 5.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're talking about cigars heading to the finest walk-in.
Humidor
in the state. Thank you. And then walk next door to Espresso Joe's with great coffees there.
And Indian Peak has their wine there too. At Tobacco.
There you go.
Yes.
That's right.
Pick up a bottle.
They do. Anyway, that's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Coffee, any type of tobacco or accoutrements you could possibly want. Coffee beans by the pound, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yay! Thank you guys so much.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
For over 38 years, Kent's Meats and Groceries have proudly served their loyal customers, providing USDA choice meats, including organic and nitrate-free products, Prater Ranch natural premium beef, ham, bacon, sausage, smoked and processed in their own facility, fresh quality locally grown organic produce, and so much more. This week's Kent specials include Folgers Coffee, $8.98, Kent's Bumbling Bugler, 750 milliliter red blend wine, $14.98, Lean Pork Shoulder Roast, $1.48 per pound, Lean Old Fashioned Flavor Corned Beef and Summer Sausage, $6.98 per pound. In Kent's Produce Department, you'll find tender asparagus, $2.48 per pound, 98 cents per pound navel oranges, and first of the season white corn. Kent's is the home of Cappy's Deli for party trays, salads, side dishes, sandwiches, and special orders to round out any meal, including this week's special, authentic Italian flavor rigatoni. Check out their cheese case featuring over 30 choices of the finest premium natural organic cheeses from the Loletta Cheese Factory. Kent's Meats and Grocery at Cappy's Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Reading Airport next to Windsor Gardens Nursery on Airport Road.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, humankindness.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Baby, don't.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. We have 80% chance of showers today. With our highs today of 60, isolated showers tonight with 42. Tuesday, our highs will be 69 and Tuesday night lows of 45. Wednesday's a sunny day. Temperature's about 73 and Wednesday night, temperatures around 46. Our weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. You know, finally, I know a lot of people have been asking. Yes, I moved my parents. It was a great experience with a lot of schlepping, let me tell you. So I just wanted to share with you a little bit that, A lot of schlepping. Even though they hired, you know what, there were five guys, I have to tell you. Five guys from Beacons out of Sacramento, and they showed up at and I brought the truck, so I did like five loads on my own, you know, just little things that had to go back and forth, and they moved.
Why did your parents do that? Why did they why did they move when they had five of these big guys there?
They just
all looked like Santos Urban.
They just
except bigger, and that, you know, and that they paid them to move them. But yet they moved.
They packed a lot. They packed everything themselves. They didn't want these guys to pack them. But they did put their clothes into containers. So my dad had moved a lot of stuff, like all of his tools, and they rented the house 3 or 4 days earlier. They could rent it earlier before the official, you know, the move-in date. The house that they they're renting for a year. I'm trying to get them to move up here, by the way. They've been in Sacramento since 62 because my dad worked at Aerojet. So they're kind of, you know, really socked in there. But I'd like to get them to actually think about being up here. But anyway, so they get around. They drive. They're sharp. You know, they put me to shame because they're up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
For 10 days in a row.
Yeah. And anyway, so
they can outwalk you. They can outdo any of that stuff.
I'm telling you.
And then June, this little nice little sweet little lady, she says, "Oh, yeah, I just," and then she just will walk you into the ground.
Well, the point I wanted to try to make is that I wanted to share with the listeners that yes, that was a successful move. I was able to, you know, put the furniture and into just they let me just put the furniture where I thought it should be, and just, you know. Beacons had five guys. They came at 8 o'clock in the morning and they didn't finish until 7:30, maybe almost 8 o'clock at night. By the time they moved the big house into the little house.
That's how much stuff they had.
But they also had, you know, all the outside furniture, which is like cement.
Did they get rid of any of that stuff? That outside furniture? But they've got a big backyard now and a swimming pool.
Yeah. But I just want to say that it was so nice to see five young men that were so respectful. You know, they were just really respectful. And that means a lot to me. That's everything to me. Then the next day, of course, we had I was going to head back. But my mom said, I really don't want to be here alone when we have DirecTV coming and the telephone guy coming. And I mean, we had like five people at the house. They had to get the guy to hook up the ice maker, all this other stuff. So every person that came to the house were young. When I say young, like in their 20s or 30s, and they were all very clean and respectful. And I just thought, well, that was not. It was a nice. Mom, you guys are really blessed. You didn't have anybody come in with some kind of, you know, snotty attitude. They were nice, and so that just showed me that, you know, there's people out there that are working, that care about their appearance and care to understand what it is to come into your home and smell good and be nice.
Well, I mean, really, we shouldn't even be having to talk about that. But the fact that you feel you should means is that there are instances when that's not like that out there. Of course, you know, then you find out that the rental company doesn't tell you that the people that lived in the place before you were felons. And that's one of your first visitors after you moved into your new home was the probation department who comes in to check up.
Well, we wouldn't have known that. The guy across the street.
And the guy goes, oh, well, no, we don't. And Tom goes, well, they don't live here.
They
we
don't live here.
He goes, and then the probation guy goes, oh, okay, thanks.
It was the county. I have no idea what they're there for. But the guy across the street came in the first day and said, hi, I'm your new neighbor. And he said, you know, I've been here. I'm a contractor. I've been in this house forever. And he said, you know, the people that were here before, they were nice. He said they were nice people and they kept to themselves. He said, now, however, at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Looks like the ex-murderer next door.
He said, at 3 o'clock in the morning, when you see the headlamps on in the backyard, you kind of just thought. And they did have probation officers coming around the neighborhood occasionally checking on them.
What are you doing at 3 o'clock in the morning with headlamps on in the back of your yard? And that's what you're chasing each other around naked with a wet towel. You know, snapping each other like they do
yeah, well,
Simpson
you know,
after the games.
That could have been it.
So, okay. Anyway, all right. Enough of that. I've got to go back to news. Let me try to get some news in here today. I've already talked about Obama and the prayer breakfast. He's talking about ISIL, about, you know, bad things that happen. And he says, but before, lest you get on your high horse, America, remember the Crusades and the Inquisition and slavery and Jim Crow. Why? Why would this president, you know, I'm just beating the drum of all these other people, but I'm just having a problem saying it. I mean, I don't understand. Why would the president compare the ISIS burning of that young pilot? And if you haven't had a chance to see it, it's unbelievable. First of all, I think most of these people are drugged, pretty much drugged. They've got to be. The ones that kind of sit there, they're just in a stupor. But these guys come up and they light him off and he burns. And it's just, I mean, it's not nice. I mean, you know, he's doing the burning guy dance there, and then they behead people, and then they cut, you know, and they murder people. I'm not talking one person. I'm talking thousands of people. They murder, put them into, you know, bury them alive, doing all these horrible things to them, and somehow President Obama warns us that lest we get on our high horse. Remember the Crusades. I don't remember the Crusades. You know why? I wasn't alive. And you know what? 900 years ago, nobody was alive around here that would be able to talk about the Crusades. The Crusades happened when the Christians from Europe went into the Middle East to take back the Christian monuments, Jerusalem, and all of this, you know, all of these from the Muslims, who, by the way, were still killing people too. So there are atrocities on both sides, yes, but lest we forget and get on our high horse because the Islamic jihadist fanatics who are Muslim, yes, and they are the fanatic side of it, who are murdering and slaughtering these people, he wants lest we forget that Christianity went through a time like this, and a time of enlightenment after that, which led to the Renaissance and led to all these other wonderful things where the Muslim religion turned the other way. How could you even say that, Mr. Obama? How could you compare our America and our Christian faith to what you see over there? Oh, and slavery. Yes, slavery, a blight on our pages. Yes, it was fought. This nation lost millions of people in this war to end slavery. Jim Crowism, again, something that was a Democrat party. The Democrats just kept it alive and well. It was Republicans who busted this. But even that, it's still talking about another blight. And, you know, there, it wasn't a blight where people were hunted down, though, and set on fire. Not, you know, I mean, and using religion as a cause. No, that didn't happen. What were you possibly thinking of? Why couldn't you have said something about how we as a Christian nation should stand up against fanaticism like this? Against what we've seen in the Middle East, like Jordan did, like the rest of them. The UAE just joined in today for the battle to fight ISIS. And what are we doing? And the leadership is coming from other areas. It's certainly not coming from the United States. But this one was kind of like, I just don't understand, you know, lest we forget and get on our high horse. I realize that you want to make sure that we realize that we're not an exceptional country, Mr. Obama. I don't understand your reasoning behind these things. Oh, well. But I'm sure that his defenders will explain all of this. That, oh, well, you know, he's right. You know, we did have slavery. Yeah, yes, we did. We had slavery. You know what? What's the scary thing is you get Brian Williams, who goes out and talks about being a war hero. And that a lot of young people think that their news that they want to hear. Who do you think the next, you know, who's, where do you get all your news from? And it comes from like Bill Maher or Colbert, who, you know, is now taking over a comedy show, which is what he had before, or this other guy, Jon Stewart. They think they're doing news. And this is the scary part that we have, that we're living with out there. Anyway, hey, we're going to be back after these messages here, and we're going to be talking to Kristen Schrader, our latest city council person, Reading City Council person, and talk about what she thinks is going on and what she's discovered after being a city council person for a couple months. Carl Lindebot, it's Monday, the 9th of February. It is 8 o'clock in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day. I mean, once we get past the rain, tomorrow looks like we're going to get some sunshine in again. And we'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The crisis in Ukraine will be top on the agenda when President Obama sits down with German Chancellor Angela Merkel today at the White House.
Merkel will be at the White House for talks with the president after she and the French president traveled to Moscow late last week seeking a peace plan between Russia and Ukraine. Today's meeting comes as the Obama administration weighs sending military aid to Ukraine, which is fighting Russian-backed insurgents.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A lot of the new electronic bells and whistles that come on cars these days could make them vulnerable to hackers. That according to Senator Edward Markey of Massachusetts, who told CBS this morning, hackers could endanger drivers in any number of ways.
You could affect the braking system. You could affect the acceleration. You can affect just about any part of that vehicle.
Markey says a study carried out by his staff indicates that car makers are not building in enough security. Also at SRNNews.com, funding for the Department of Homeland Security remains a top priority in the U.S. Senate.
Senate Republicans have tried three times to advance the funding measure on the Senate floor, and three times they have been blocked by a Democratic filibuster. Democrats object to an amendment to the funding bill that came from the House. The amendment seeks to block President Obama's executive actions on immigration. Until they get a bill that removes that amendment, Democrats say they will continue to block it. Time is of the essence. The Senate is scheduled to be out of town next week for the President's Day holiday, and funding will expire just a few days after they return to Washington.
That's Linda Kenyon. Power poles, the latest casualty from a powerful coastal storm in the San Francisco Bay Area.
There'll be a lot of wind in with wet soil. That's always a condition where trees topple over.
That's John Marshall with Pacific Gas and Electric. Sausalito resident Julie Forbes saw some poles come down.
The old poles look pretty rotten, so I hope the new ones going up are a lot stronger.
She spoke to KGO-TV, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
The average price for a regular gallon of gasoline up 13 pennies over the past 2 weeks to $2.20 a gallon, ending a sustained drop. The numbers from gas industry analyst Toby Lundberg.
After about 9 months of crashing prices, gasoline prices have turned up. They fell $1.65 per gallon. Now, in these 2 weeks, they're up 13 cents to $2.20.
And the low average was found in Tucson, Arizona at $1.82 a gallon. The average price in California was up 9 cents to $2.53. Looking to Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now struggling in early trading after a rough showing in overseas markets. It is a Dow down by 77 points in early trading. And the high-tech NASDAQ not doing much better right now. It's up by 44 points. Oil prices on the international market up $1.21 a barrel to open this morning at $51.69. This is SRN News. Whether you call it a serious outbreak or an epidemic, well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, infectious diseases chief of the National Institutes of Health, says that parents need to get over their fears of getting a vaccine for measles for their kids. He appeared on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday.
Not a major epidemic in the sense of globally over the United States, because more than 90% of the people in the United States are vaccinated. What we're talking about are outbreaks among vulnerable people.
And Fauci says most people should choose to vaccinate their children, and you need to understand that those children under 12 months of age cannot get vaccinated. They are very vulnerable to anybody they encounter with measles.
When you have outbreaks, children, for example, in daycare centers like we saw in Chicago, become vulnerable if there's enough infection in the country to allow for these outbreaks that we saw in California and Disneyland.
Some parents avoid vaccinations for religious and other reasons. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Monday, February the 9th. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Linda, what's the weather look like today?
Well, it's currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a mostly a shower, 80% chance of showers today with our highs around 60 degrees. Isolated showers tonight with temperatures around 42. Tuesday, we have a sunny day. That's our forecast with 69. And Tuesday night with temperatures around 45. Wednesday calls for a sunny day with temperatures around 73. Wednesday around 46. So the rest of the week looks like we're going to have clear weather. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show is, of course, brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. Have you ever heard of MedSync? If you've got one prescription or many prescriptions, Owens Pharmacy takes care and has all of the prescriptions come out at one time. That's right. They synchronize all of your prescriptions. They adjust your pill count so that you don't have to keep making multiple trips or making multiple phone calls to the pharmacy to get your medication. Nope, there you can do one day, one call, one trip. Or, if you can't make it, Owens delivers for free. That's right. We'll deliver your medications for you on free for the on if you're on the Owens MedSync program. They have six locations right here in Reading, and they are locally owned, locally operated, and they are open at most locations Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 p.m. And let me also tell you what else they have is their last line of defense to make sure you're getting the right prescriptions. And you can't beat that. Okay. You know, somebody wrote in here that their daughter lives or daughter-in-law lives in Australia, and there's a law in Australia that says you can own a weapon if you're single. But if you're married, you have to turn your weapons in. Now, the comments after that were things like, was that to keep the husband safe? And another comment was this this shows that if you get married, that you're mentally impaired? All these other things. So, anyway, it's just not something we're going to discuss, but maybe for a later date. All right, we're talking about weather, and we're talking about rain coming through here. Is this something that Bob, that you're talking about?
Well, it looks rather green to me.
The average temperature in our area is currently 55 degrees.
Okay.
Oh, the average temperature in our area is 55.
And you also had the Dunsmuir had, according to our chat pack.
Yeah, somebody came in and said that Dunsmuir was being evacuated out there because of water. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they're worried about flooding.
Hey, we're here today with one of Reading's newest city council people.
Good morning.
Kristen Schrader. Good morning, Kristen Schrader.
How are you?
We're fine.
Good.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Hey, you know what? We're fine all the time. We did not run for that. Oh, I tell you what. Before we get going, let's go to the phones, and because we usually start with our what's going on down at Destiny Fellowship Church. Terry, good morning. Sally,
good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Sally.
Hey, good morning.
I couldn't read lips.
Okay. So. What's happening tonight?
Well, tonight we have Jim Wilson from Pray North State as our guest speaker. He writes a very interesting blog as well as has a great radio program that he puts out once a week, and some of the things that he's been writing about lately just caught my eye, and I thought he would make a great guest.
Okay.
So tonight at the tea party, we've got Pray North State, Jim Wilson, starts at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church.
Okay, his last thing he wrote was about, I think I saw a blog in the paper, it was about Anchorman. I think that's what it was about.
Yeah.
Yeah, about talking about Brian Williams and his lack of truthfulness.
Yeah.
In the stories and how he mixed it up and all that. Yeah. Okay. Jim has been all over the world, has been to Israel several times, has helped build things over there. Should be interesting.
Yes, it should be. Invite everybody to come out and bring a friend.
There you go. 6 o'clock tonight, Destiny Fellowship Church off of South Bonnie View.
Great. Thank you, too.
Thank
you.
You
bet. Thank you, Sally.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm sorry, Kristen. We always start that and just kind of got into us a little bit late.
Well, with us this morning is our newest city council member, Kristen Schrader. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So, Chris, after all the work and all of the hullabaloo, how have you enjoyed your, 2 months?
I am enjoying it. I look forward to each council meeting and working with my fellow council members and looking for the resolutions to the current situations that we're in and looking at long-term solutions that we need to work on also.
Okay. What do you think is the biggest thing facing you right now?
I think public safety. You know, I think it's a lot. You've talked a lot about it on your shows. I went to the Merchants Crime Watch meeting last Wednesday. Chief Paletti is going to have a town hall meeting.
This Thursday.
This Thursday.
You'll be on the show Wednesday, and we'll talk a little bit about it. But
Civic Auditorium. And we have Brent got right out, the first meeting. He asked our city staff to bring back an outline of what our blueprint could look like, and we approved going forward with that, which is a big step.
So what do you think about this 6 to 8 months?
Well, I think that's the longest, like a long-term projection on how long it's going to take. You've seen Chief Paletti has a course of action plan that he already, drew up. It has a lot of items, for example, that he's working on right now without additional resources, mm-hmm. just within the current staffing that he has, which is in need of more staffing. We can go through some of the details of what he's working on right now that he's enhanced or expanded. And he's, the Sheriff's Department and the Highway Patrol. Highway Patrol's come in and they're helping with bike patrols on the river trail. And
there's been some inroads, but the 6 to 8 month study, I mean.
I think, what I was getting to was that he's already got a lot of the points he's looked at and is considering moving forward. Chief Kreitman, I've met with him before the election and after the election. I've met with all the department directors, including our fire chief, and he has the outline of a strategic plan that he's already, drafted before we asked for the, before we started our blueprint. So the other things, look at Tom Bazinko. He's already got outlines of what it would cost to, increase work, probably has, information on work study or work release programs. I think there's a lot of components. We just put it together. I'm guessing it's not going to take the whole 8 months. However, we need a really thoughtful, detailed plan to go forward, especially if we're going to ask for voters to consider, a greater tax to pay for the increased staffing and things that we need. We identify through the plan and prioritize and identify what things are going to cost, what our cost benefit's going to be. If we put money into a certain X program, what do we think? Is that the highest return on our investment that we're going to get? So I think it's a good solution for the long range, and I'm supporting the current things that are going on right now.
Okay. Our guest is Kristen Schrader and our newest city council person, along with Brent Weaver. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Thank you.
prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Welcome back.
There was something so pleasant about that place.
8:17 in the morning here on the Monday, February the 9th. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air and our friends there. What can you say except 20 years of outstanding service to any maker model of heating or cooling systems? I can't tell if we're in winter, if we're in spring, or if we're in fall right now. You know, I said, you know, we ought to take a look at this one commercial people are running, not, you know, and it says something about fall. I'm thinking, but maybe we're still in fall. We just haven't had winter yet, and because I'm so confused. So what you have with Alliance Heating and Air, they can come out and take care of your heater and your cooling system because you may need them both in the same day. Warranties guaranteed 7 days a week. You got an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Martin and his people are there for you. Alliance Heating and Air. We use them. We trust them. You know, we will, you know what, we validate what they do. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our guest is Kristen Schrader. And our latest, our newest Meridian City Council member, through
elected member, thank
elected,
you,
into this Hall of Fame that is down there. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question?
You campaigned saying that you would get things done, and you certainly have. However, you and Brent seem to think that you represented all of the people of Reading when you discontinued our REU commission. I'm wondering, when was that poll taken? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Roberta.
Well, the reason that I voted to abandon the REU or the EUC commission, Electric Utility Commission, was I believe that I'm responsible for making decisions that relate to our utility department. And I feel very comfortable, and I'm very detail-oriented about all of the years I've served in government. And, well, as an elected school board member, you can ask any of my fellow board members and the staff that I worked with before that I do my homework, I ask good questions, and I feel like this is the position that I accepted when I ran for office. I only have referenced my personal beliefs about why I made that vote. I didn't represent that I knew what everybody else wanted. I believe, done my research. I talked with commissioners. I met with and talked with staff, and I did research on the previous agendas and meetings, and attended several meetings of the Electric Utility Commission. So I made that decision
How long do you think it's going to take you to come up to speed on what the REU does?
Well, it is a complicated operation. It's a lot of people are, well, we have great rates. We have a lot of things going for us. They just did a strategic plan that's outstanding in how they've identified five core areas that they're going to work hard at. And I think looking at them and looking at the strategic plan, we need to, you know, put in, and they have in the strategic plan, measurements, you know, look assessments on and how they can be accountable for all their goals. And that's,
I understand that, but coming up to speed on the REU, I mean, I could ask Francie questions. I'm sure she's the REU, liaison. She doesn't know. Why not use a group of people that was appointed by the city council? I mean, all members of the city council, at least for a few months to, before, so it gives you time to get up to speed.
I believe I'm responsible, and I will take that responsibility of getting up to speed, whatever it takes. And ultimately, the five council members are responsible for making decisions regarding the electric utility company.
So there's 12 other committees and commissions here. Are you planning on getting rid of those two, except for the ones that say that have to be by the state, which is an oversight committee, I think, and then the
planning commission.
And the planning commission. Are you going to get rid of the rest of those two?
I think it depends on what the intention was. And so I think that's not a.
But they're between you and your decision making.
They're different. They have different roles, actually. So when they were, I believe in some instances they have, like the community.
The library. Let's talk about the Library Foundation then. They're between you and the library, right? I mean, the Library Commission. Aren't they between you and the library, dealing directly with them, so to make those decisions?
I think there can be different explanations, and if someone calls into question other commissions and whether they need to be evaluated and for their usefulness, then I'm open to looking at other commissions.
I mean,
but
somebody
right now,
from the city council that says that. If somebody says, hey, I don't think we need all these commissions from the city council, then will you all take a look at it, or is it somebody from the public?
I think it depends. You know, if someone from the public, I don't know. I don't find that that's the source of the issues. The issue was the electric utility, and we dealt with that issue.
But why do you think that was brought up by Missy? Do you think it was a payback?
No, I don't. I don't. You know, I'm hoping that when we're moving forward on our city council, that we are dealing directly with the issues. That's, again, why I voted to abandon the EU. We take issues head on, and I don't think we need to go back and forth about politics of things, and I don't think that's what we're about, and I don't think that's what we're trying to do.
What about the move of the public comment section to the end?
That was
something that a lot of people were opposed to, including the Record Searchlight, who has supported you and supported Brent and all this. Of course, they were against removing the EUC, too. But the movement of that group to the end, that was one of the first decisions you all made.
Because and when they voted on moving it to the end back in April of 2014, they said one of the first actions that would take place after the election was to review where to have the public comments.
But you weren't on then.
No, but the reason why we had it at the first meeting was they made a commitment to have it at the first meeting after the election, and that was.
No, I understand that. I think, frankly, the timing wasn't fair to either you or Brent, but that's okay. You still had I think that they should have let you kind of at least get your feet on the ground first, but they threw two big bones at you guys. But What was your reasoning to support that?
Except that I had been attending city council meetings since January of 2013. So I was part of watching the discussion, knew that item was coming, and could do my homework before the December meeting where we decided where to put the public comments. Again, the reason is we're there to make the rules of how our body operates, and I felt for our city council where we're at now, that having the comments at the end is how it works best for our operation. For example, the agenda items that people can speak on any agenda item, mm-hmm. and we have offer time, and when it's scheduled, they know that they can speak, and it could be, it'd be at the beginning of the meeting, and then our meeting rolls on, and meetings haven't even gotten out past 9 o'clock, 3 times in the last 12 months. Even since we've been in office, I think one meeting has gone, including closed session, and went to 9:30. So I think it's a reasonable decision that we made.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to crime. And you're saying is that there's things that are happening, and, the plan that's going on, which could take up to 8 months. We're hoping it doesn't. And I agree that there has to be a well-thought-out plan, especially if you're going to talk about a tax increase. And right now, the city of Reading is facing this pilot, the payment in lieu of taxes lawsuit, which they just lost at a higher court. I think it's being appealed. I think that the city is appealing it. Mm-hmm. This could have a huge impact on crime and crime fighting.
Well, it has a huge impact on our general fund.
The general fund, yeah.
I think it's too early for me to speculate on, given that the city council did vote to approve appealing it to the California State Supreme Court. And so I think we should let the process wind its way without me speculating about what, because, there could be, it's remand, from what I remember, it's the two of the three appellate judges remanded it back to the local court, but we are appealing that to the state Supreme Court. So there's a lot of unknowns out there, I really believe.
We all agree that this could, Walt was on the show back on November 6th and said, this is coming. Mm-hmm. And in fact, he went back to the city council in 2010 and on a couple occasions passed that and said under Proposition 26, this is going to be a real problem. Mm-hmm. And it was ignored. I'm not sure if an oversight committee would have said something different or not. But the thing is, well, we don't know that because they weren't there. But the fact is that we're facing that. And then the newest thing was the IRS is looking at the way we're buying natural gas by using bonds. Mm-hmm. What's the story behind that?
Well, I honestly don't want to. I think it's it's premature for me to speculate about those type of details. Really, I think we should let it the evaluations and the.
Okay, we can do that. All right. We talked about pilot and this. Okay, those are all things that were on the plate, kind of when you came on.
Yes.
All right. We needed to address those because that's something you just walked into. Mm-hmm. We see what Brent Weaver says here, and you read it last night, mm-hmm. as I did. Brent wants to take a look, review at the business, how we're doing permitting, how we're doing, the permitting process, the fees and all that. What do you think about this?
Oh, I think it's good to ask questions of departments like our development department and look at the possibility for having better communications, potentially streamlining the process. I welcome that. I think that he would be a great person to ask those kind of questions and be involved in the process of evaluating. I understand from reading the article that they're possibly looking at other towns, other cities to see what it's good to learn from other places what they're doing well and what we can learn from others using them as models. So I think it's a good idea. I support that.
Do you think when there was a time that we, I think they suspended fees or waived fees, that really started that really kick-started a lot of the home starts and all this? Do you think there's a chance that's going to happen again?
Well, it has to be really thoroughly evaluated because at the time they did that, they had grants funding that supplanted the funds they were going to lose by waiving the fees, which was $1.7 million that we lost to pay for our infrastructure that the fees are intended to support. So it really has to be looked at. The city staff did a report when they were asked what would it look like if we did it again, and they did a report, and that's what the report said, is we lost $1.7 million, and what we backfilled with grants that we don't have access to now. So the problem is, and plus I think that what we've seen is, you know, there is some movement in housing and development. So I would have to see a lot more information before we would entertain. I would entertain the idea.
And, you know, the part that we lost $1.7 million in fees is kind of, it's kind of like, well, no, we didn't, because they wouldn't have been built anyway. So how do you lose something you don't have? And then all the, you know, the cost of, you know, the other things that they did too. I mean, see, you know, so that's the other side of it, is okay, how do you lose $1.7 million if they hadn't been built? You wouldn't have lost it. So anyway, okay, our guest is Kristen Schrader, and we've got Mike. Please hang on till after the break, and we'll be first up after the break. Our guest is Kristen Schrader, our latest Reading City Council member, and we'll be right back, because you have a whole list of things we want to talk about too. All right, we'll be right back.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio, all you folks that are tuning in on
February
Monday morning.
February 9th. Yeah, 2015, 55 degrees out there.
All right, our guest this morning is Kristen Schrader, and she is our newest city council member. Let's go to the phones. Mike!
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, just a quick question. The councilwoman said that it's her job and the rest of
Turn
the council's job
bit.
To make decisions regarding REU, and I totally agree with that. But that leads to one question. What authority was given to the commission that would supersede any decision made by the city council? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay, Mike, thanks. Good question.
Thank you,
Peter. What authority does the Electric Utility Commission have that takes away the power of the Reading City Council?
Well, it didn't. And thank you for your patience in asking your question. It didn't have the authority or power to make decisions. It was an advisory body. So the city council, when it implemented this back in 2013, made it an advisory body. So it wouldn't be making decisions. So that's why I think it's works well to have the five council members be the ultimate deciders.
But they can do it.
Okay.
They can do a lot more work than you can on it. I mean, which leads to another one. There's a lot of work that goes on. It took them 13 months. And Brent Weaver says, I'm spending 40 hours a week working on city council. Are you spending that much time?
I heard him say that. It can be very time consconsuming. There's, two meetings a month at the city by the city council, and then we meet once a month as boards to the various.
So is this a 40 hour a week job?
It's maybe, getting started. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't add them up, but I think it's kind of close. It's probably 20 or 30. But I'm used to the timeline for that. We get our agendas, and then over the weekend I read it by Sunday night. I've read everything, and then I can ask questions between Monday and Tuesday. So it's a routine I've had for 16 years before this. So I feel I'm very prepared to become informed and ask good questions.
Okay. The chief and the code enforcement guys are going after the camps. And they're hitting the camps hard. They're picking up tons and tons of trash. But we're getting more and more of these Denzians, the illegal from the illegal camps onto our streets. Linda was walking past the Maritime Grill the other day.
Yeah.
And the story,
formerly
the Maritime Grill. And the story, and I'm sure you heard it, was, defecation on the sidewalk and people laying there. I mean, this is downtown. This is downtown right here in Reading. We don't even have an ordinance that says you can't lie or sleep on the streets. Kristen, you're our elected representative here, along with four others. What are we going to do to get our arms around this?
Well, one of the things, if you'll at the town hall meeting on Thursday, Chief Paletti has indicated as of last week that he's going to take a real hard look at homelessness. He has a map of where some of our
most of the homeless come from, not from here.
Homeless are coming from. He's been asked when they go out and to the camps, they're asking surveys, or when they approach homeless people, they're asking where did you come from, how long you've been here. They've been very.
Why'd you come here?
Yeah. So I think what I hope we can do is have a greater dialogue between and among all of the community members who are working with this topic with homelessness. We have, governmental agencies, we have nonprofits, we have faith-based organizations, and a lot of people are doing a lot of good work, but I don't think that there's enough collaboration. So, and I did a forum in August to help try and shed some light and create greater awareness about the need to have more dialogue, more conversation. To look at, right now, the police officers are only dealing with the symptoms, and we can see them. I'm more aware when I drive by and I look and I see people that are clearly not where they should be. And I think what we need to do is evaluate, study what some of the solutions are. And I think the police department is going to provide us with some good information, and then organizations need to look at it and figure out what are better solutions.
What are you prepared to do to clean the streets up? This is a Chicago way. If they pull a knife, you pull a gun. Are you prepared to pass ordinances that make it illegal for them to be on the sidewalk, sleeping, sitting?
Well, it was discussed in 2013 or 14. 2013. And I think it needs to be all ordinances that could affect and make improvements in our community ought to be evaluated. It has to be evaluated on whether they're enforceable, whether we have the staff to enforce them. You know, what's meaningful? What really needs to be evaluated is what's meaningful. Is it helping with housing, you know, transitional housing? Is it providing case management services where people are in camps, which I visited this summer, and really
illegal camps.
The illegal camps, and they're horrific. They're a degradation to our environment, and
it's almost a subculture down there. Would you agree to that?
Yes, I would.
And that's extremely sad, but
we
need to get rid of them.
Okay, so I think that we should look at other examples in other communities. Nationwide, there's organizations that have worked on this for years. And we don't have a comprehensive plan. We just have our police department getting result, you know, dealing with the symptoms, and we have other people. Our businesses are affected, our homes are affected, and I think we need more discussion, more collaboration, communication, and a plan, which we don't have right now, and other communities have.
Would you agree that all these people that are wandering around that we could throw they're brought here because of all the things that are provided in this area?
Oh, do I
like the free medical, the free food, the free clothing, all this stuff? Would you support something that says if you're going to give away stuff that you got to be permitted to do that? In other words, if you're going to give sandwiches give away food down in South Park, that you got to have a food permit or all those other things to do?
You know, I answered the question earlier. I think any ordinances, any rules that we make ought to be evaluated for: are they going to work? Is it the right solution for the right, for the problem that we have? And that's what's going to take a big conversation with people in the community. And that's one of the things I hope we work on in the next few months.
If you were queen for the day, what would you do? If you said, okay, I can do anything I want right now, this is what I would do to help this problem or solve this problem.
One of the things I think that from what I can see from – I did research, this summer when I put on the forum. So I think what we need is –
I know you care about this.
We need transitional housing, and we need what are called housing case managers or case managers where if you're expecting someone who's been living – let's say they're living in one of the canyons or, mm-hmm. you name it. We kind of know where they're at. And you say, okay, now they're going to be moved into an apartment and – everything's going to be fine. Well, I think that they need that connection, that someone that's helping them with the transition. And that's what you can look at in the studies that are done. And the other thing that if you look at the treatment of this issue and this problem will resolve costs that we're all paying for when people who are homeless and don't have access to medical care on a preventative basis, they go to the emergency room. And the costs that we're paying there and the costs for all the services that police or fire bring to them, those are all costs that we're paying. So I think there's a bigger picture that we have to address,
Christine,
and I don't know what these ordinances we should adopt. That's one of your
Christine questions. Mitchell had a letter in there that says we need to provide housing to all these people. That one way, then they're not homeless anymore. That would take care of a lot of the emergency room visits and a lot of things, kind of what you just said. And you've used the word transitional housing twice. Are you talking about providing housing to the people out here?
It's most of the time what I've seen is they pay a portion of it. They pay. It's on a sliding scale, so it's not just free housing. I'm talking about the housing that you have something very small, limited, but it's not under a tree and it's not in a ravine. It's something that's meaningful. They can take a shower and they can make
kind of like that homeless village these people were talking about.
I think that issue proposal should be evaluated for the potential that it could bring in positive ways to our community. Absolutely.
Okay. I agree that if people, it's difficult for them to get a job if they're living under a tree. Mm-hmm. But that's not the ones that I'm too, the ones that want to get help, I think there's plenty of places for them to get help around here. Do you agree?
I think there are a lot of places, but the key I think that we don't have is they can go to different organizations and get different services, and there's not a conversation about, some sort of accountability for them. So if, and where did they come? I think we need to look at all of those issues that are going to take people who are skilled and...
It's going to take money, too.
Take time.
It's going to take
value.
A lot of money, right?
Well, and some time to have a thoughtful conversation and put everybody in the same room. Because you're right. If people are feeding... homeless in a park or something, and maybe that's not the best solution. Maybe we need to find other conversations and other collaborations that will meet the needs and, you know, make our community what we hope it will be.
Fun job, huh?
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Our guest is Kristen Schrader, who is Reading City Councilwoman. She was just elected in November. And one of the problems, of course, that's leading to homeless and all these other things is lack of jobs. We want to talk about that when we get back. The economy and Kristen's ideas about how to jumpstart some of this. We'll be right back.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Support the animals of Turtle Bay Exploration Park by making them an honorary part of your family with Turtle Bay's Adopt an Animal program. All animals need lots of love and support, and you can help. With 4 adoption levels to fit every price range, adopting an animal at Turtle Bay makes a great gift for the animal lover in your life. Support the animals of Turtle Bay with your honorary adoption today at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar or by visiting turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:47 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. You know, when Leonard gets there, he has great sales. When he's there, this is a man you just need to go down and talk to. If for nothing else, just to listen to the wisdom of Leonard. Again, he's across from Sierra Gibbs. You've got Valentine's Day coming up, my friends. This is a great place to find that special jewel, that special watch, that special piece of estate jewelry. You name it, he's got it all. He's been in the business for over 40 years, 21 years at his present location, and he's got great sales going on now for Valentine's Day. Take care of your lover. Take care of your best friend. Take care of your kids. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Our guest is Kristen Schrader, who is Reading City Councilwoman. First time she's been back on, I think, since the election.
I think you had me on right after the election.
Oh, after the election, you say, yeah, you know, congratulations there. Hey, look what you stepped into. and during the break, you know, Christine, you're such a nice person. As I go bouncing off the soundproof room here about, you know, we've been facing these same problems for 4 years. And yet nobody does anything. We have all these great, you know, these city hall meetings, you know. We have, you know, turning away as many people that were there when Chief Pelletti had his first town hall. We have 2,000 people down there for the Safe City Project. Mm-hmm. We have everybody. You were just at the Reading Crime Watch meeting, which it was filled with people for 2 hours, hour and a half, talking about crime. And yet we're still at the same spot. I mean, there's been some incremental things done. Chief Pelletti has done things, a lot of time things on his own. Downtown Reading Business Association bought him a couple of bikes, and they've been doing some other things. He's been trying to get his arms around it. He's going after these camps.
Let me give you a couple of other examples.
Yeah.
And I think
Please do that.
I think I attended almost all of Chief Pelletti's town hall meetings, even when they were only 30 or 40 people.
Or less. Yeah.
You know, and I
but
think,
we didn't do away with those.
No.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. It's a separate question. All right.
Okay. I'll give you an example. So one of the initiatives that he is trying to bring back or help our community with is Neighborhood Watch. So they have monthly meetings with captains. My neighbors and I reformed our Neighborhood Watch. Mm-hmm. Beginning, we had our first meeting in December, and then we kind of had the holidays, and our volunteers are going to go to our next Neighborhood Watch captains meeting. So then those are examples where we're taking leadership direction from the chief on things that we could do better and around our neighborhoods and our homes to be safer and feel and be more observant and look out for our neighbors. That's one example. You're right. The bikes are another example. We can always, we know we need to do more. And one of the things I think we need to look, we're going to have a priority setting meeting on February 25th. The city council will look at things that we identify our priorities and then find out what funds we have available currently. And then,
are y'all willing to shift funds if you can?
Well,
to try and put more emphasis on public safety.
Well, that's clearly how prioritization works, and I am very in favor of looking at things. We doubled the staff that for code enforcement from last year.
Right.
It was approved for only 6 months. So one of the ideas I hope we can talk about on February 25th is how can we extend that beyond where, you know, the 6 months. Now, they didn't get started. It was an item that was approved, I believe, in September, I think. But they actually didn't get started because of looking for staff. So it didn't get started until about 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, but still, 6 months out, well, what is going to happen at the end of 6 months? And I want to be planning for that. So those are the examples that are currently happening right now. But you asked me about jobs. You asked me about economics. And then I also want to talk about some of my key interests that I have beyond the public safety. I want to look at development of downtown and how we can create a greater economic driver for our community through development downtown.
Okay, I tell you what, let's take a call, and then we can go into that when they're last, you know, after we go through the call, and then I'll give you the last 5 minutes, and you know, so you can talk about that development of downtown. Okay. Terry, good morning. Do you have a question for Kristen?
I do, yeah. There's been a lot of talk on different things we need to do in meeting with a bunch of people and sitting down and having a nice little chat and all, but basically, where's the money going to come from? I know in a conversation with Chief Pelletti last week, he said in no uncertain terms, kind of man talk, basically that, you know, he doesn't have enough officers, he can't get enough officers with this pilot situation that's happened now. He thinks he could be down to 84. He said he's going to try to get the community involved, and he's not happy with the movement that you guys have made or anybody else has made. And Carl's right. It's been 3 years. Also, there was something about $2 million that Mike Quinn mentioned at the at City Council. I mean, what was that $2 million about that they discovered in this committee that we no longer have?
Okay, so Terry, your question is how can we get this stuff done when there looks like
no money? And where are we going to get the money?
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, Carl, you actually had a nice introduction to that possibility, which would be to shift funds after we have our priority setting, and then we find out how much money we actually have available to meet some of these needs. That's the time when we'll make the decisions. So that will take care of the short term, and the long term will have to be addressed through the
safety plan,
the blueprint,
okay.
and then identify what the needs are, what the priorities are, and how much they cost, and find out, if a tax measure is what we're going to need to get that increased staff.
Yeah, it's too early to talk about that one right now, and so that's why I'm not going to ask about that. Okay, Red, you have a question? I want to give Kristen some time here to talk about downtown.
Okay, just real quick, I wanted to express, I think a lot of the frustration that you're running into is, even though you guys in the council were just seated, many of the citizens have been listening to talk for 3, going on 4 years, and we're hearing a lot more talk about talk. I believe people want to see action. And the other thing is I would like to know, has there been any thought about being proactive if the pilot suit is lost, with the increase in pension payments coming, with the hits that the budget is going to take? Has there been any kind of active activity to be proactive about what we're going to do? How are we going to get more cops on the street? How are we going to deal with the things? Or is it just kind of sit and wait?
Okay, Red, thank you very much.
Well, I don't plan on sitting and waiting. I think I already identified on February 25th we have a priority setting, which each council member brings forward things that they want to have considered in a prioritization, and then we look at the budget, and we do take action as much as we can with the funds that we have. And then we look at the long-term solution, which is an increase. We need more funds, likely, to pay for some of the identified issues that will take. We need to hire more police officers and do other things.
I think what Red's saying is, we're got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think what he said is, are you all going to direct the, say, Kurt Starman to take a look at the future and say, hey, what if the pilot lawsuit is lost? Where are our options?
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that could be an item that's on our prioritization list. The deadline to submit those ideas to Kurt is today, mm-hmm. and then the agenda will come out, and we'll be working on it between now and the 25th.
Okay. I just think that what Red is,
no,
is to look, maybe what happens if, one of those things. Okay.
Yes, it's a good what if question.
Downtown. You wanted to talk about downtown, your plans.
Well, I think you asked me, well, what are the other things I would like to see happen and work on? And one of the areas they do have right now, they started working on a downtown traffic plan, and then soon we'll be working on updating the specific plan for downtown. And I think that it's really a very needed in looking at how we can make downtown a better economic driver for our community, make it more appealing, and where people want to move their businesses here. And I'm going to put a plug in for the Riverfront Playhouse. I just volunteered to be on the Capital Campaign Advisory Committee. There's, I think, about 18 or 20 of us trying to, I hope.
You volunteered to be on a committee?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
No, it's a community organization of volunteers. So I'm looking at it from the perspective that it will bring economic benefits to our downtown once it's built, and the construction jobs that it'll provide, mm-hmm. then the economy,
sure.
That it will drive in downtown and for restaurants and local other art venues.
Yeah. Have you talked to Vince Stevenson from the Downtown Reading Business Association, the president of that?
No, I haven't.
You need to go to one of their meetings and talk to Vince, because he's got all types of things. They're doing a planning that clean up downtown where they're mm-hmm. going to actually sweep the streets, on a regular basis, okay. and do all those. I think when we talk about a symbiotic type of relationship where we're all under one, going in the same direction. I think Riverfront is a great way of doing it. I think all that stuff.
Well, and so I was invited, and I think it's a worthwhile project. And I, as a city council member, I especially want to support efforts and movement that will provide economic benefits to our community. So Riverfront also could be a great asset for our community, for youth organizations, other community organizations, for music, for theater, mm-hmm. any performances with the 234 seats that it'll provide. It's a win-win for everyone.
No, I'm just agreeing with that. I think that's fantastic. You know me, I love the arts, and I think it's we needed to revitalize downtown. But again, you know, we're looking into with that thought is, you know, our safety issues, of course. Go ahead, Kristen. No. This is your moment.
No, I think other development we can need to look at is a park marina. I think a lot of us, you know, with other things that seem so much more imminent, I think that's going to take a long-term planning.
That hotel shut down and said that they'd come into tough times out there, and they were having to use it for long-term housing, which is one of our problems here in downtown also.
Yes.
It would be nice to be able to clean those hotels up.
Right. I volunteer to go when code enforcement is out checking on hotels and vacant buildings. I'm signed up for the next time that they are heading out that way. And I'm also planning to volunteer when we do the cleanup of Linden Canyon. So I'm
great
hands-on, and I plan to
– We just need ordinances to keep them out of the
I think we need to have long-term solutions and really work hard. And I appreciate Red's asking the question and not lose sight of the things we need to do immediately. So I will hope to be working hard.
Kristen Schrader, thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Stand-up lady there.
Thank you.
You know, the thing about it is we got a lot of problems, and you ran and you stepped in the middle of them, and just it's going to be interesting the next couple of years, huh? Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, Mark LaSalle's from the EDD. We're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about Stillwater. Have a great day, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The crisis in Ukraine tops the agenda as President Obama meets at the White House today with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel is briefing Mr. Obama on upcoming talks aimed at reviving a peace plan for Ukraine. The two leaders about to hold a White House news conference. Boko Haram terrorists have kidnapped more than 30 people in northern Cameroon. Residents say the abductions occurred after the Islamic terrorist attacked several towns. Parts of New England, including Boston, getting more snow, and while some residents are taking it in stride.
This is part of New England and the cold weather season.
Boston has gotten the most snow ever in a 30-day period, 61.6 inches so far. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says slowing things down at Boston's airport.
Logan Airport has canceled the majority of its flights. They're open, but the vast majority of their flights aren't.